If the weather's been bad and cloudy, and then you see these clouds are starting to go, you say it's what?
Clearing.
If you've had one kind of weather, then you see you're getting another, you'd say the weather is...
Changed.
Mm-hmm.
Or changing.
And if the sky has been clear and then you see clouds beginning to form, you'd say the clouds are...
Coming in.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a brief, heavy rain where it really comes down?
Well, it's just, you might call it a shower.
Mm-hmm. Gully washer, toad strangler.
Boy, when it comes down real hard, it's a gully washer.
What would you call a storm where there's thunder and lightning?
Electric storms, what we call them.
Mm-hmm. If the sky is clear and then a little cloud appears and then rain comes down.
That's a shower.
And the cloud goes away, mm-hmm. You say, well, it was just as clear as could be, and then all of a sudden...
A shower.
Oh, well, what happened?
Rained.
Mm-hmm. It came up a rain?
Came up. Oh, no, let me see. Came a shower, came a rain, yeah. Mm-hmm. Either.
And the wind did what?
Blew.
Mm-hmm. What direction is the wind from here usually?
From the southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this year has been an exception. We've had lots, I mean lots of northeast wind.
That is
this year, we really have.
Hmm.
First time in my whole lifetime, in my whole 68 years that I ever saw the wind blow 3 and 4 or 5 days from the northeast.
Gee, that's weird.
And maybe then it'll come around and maybe never get in the southwest, and we usually have 95% of the wind from the southwest. But now this, I'll say since last October, half the wind, the day, half of the days since then has been from the northeast.
Hmm.
It's a strange thing because it just never has been done before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The meteorologists have said that the jet stream has changed and given us all this miserable weather. I guess that ties right in with it.
That's what it is. Uh-huh.
What kinds of wind storms do you have here? Any special terms for...
Wind storms?
Uh-huh.
Cyclones are...
Yeah.
We have cyclones and tornadoes. And
mm-hmm. Any difference in these two?
Well... Now, a cyclone is a thing that goes this whirling deal,
mm-hmm.
and a tornado is a wind that just rips things as it goes. That's the difference in it.
Mm-hmm. Straight wind, huh?
Mm-hmm. More of a straight wind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do you go if you're under cyclone alert?
I go to the cellar.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice to have one?
Oh,
we don't have one.
I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have one. Our children don't have one down here, and it just worries me to death.
Yeah.
Now my children in Amarillo, and they do have the things out there. They have no cellar.
How about Lubbock? Is that a cyclone area too?
Well, they have quite a few there. Mm-hmm. They really do. All Lubbock and on up to Childress and on across in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now I tell you, usually, you know, a cyclone that I was speaking of
mm-hmm.
won't cross a stream. Did you know that?
No.
And they won't cross a railroad track.
Hmm.
Once in a while, that has been known to do it, but seldom ever.
Well, we live by a little stream. Maybe this is comforting. But I like to go visit the neighbors when
mm-hmm.
we're under alert.
Mm-hmm.
We've been under alert once, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been under alert twice. But in Stillwater, when you're under alert, the power goes off.
It does.
Oh, we've got the screwiest power system I have ever in my life seen. Oh, we got junky equipment.
I just got to come up to Stillwater some these days. I haven't been there. Let me see. It's been 24 years this year since I've been Stillwater.
Hmm. Well, we've got this remedied now. We put in a number of new transformers, I think. But I think we must have had rejects or secondhand
or
stuff
something.
Or something like this. But
and you mean any time there was a warning?
Well,
the power was cool.